Blog Talk Radio.
One-on-one with you. I am D Love, your host, and I thank all of you for tuning in today. Of course, I thank my Heavenly Father up above. Also, a special shout out to Blog Talk Radio for all their hard work, support, and patience. Of course, also, I want to welcome back to the program my guest. Of course, this is a two-part series. We're talking to, with the Love Guru. Mr. A.J. Sood, also, he will be briefly recapping on, of course, what we talked about last week, how our zodiac sign can play a very important role in the compatibility department. Also, Mr. Love Guru will also be discussing the expo that will be coming up here soon. So I just want to say good morning, thank my guests, and welcome Mr. A.J., a.k.a. A, known as the Love Guru. Good morning, Mr. AJ. How are you today?
To the Love Guru on a Saturday morning, and good morning to you, all of you listeners and viewers. When I say viewers, it means through your heart, you view and listen to through your ears.
Right. Okay. Absolutely. Well, we certainly thank you for joining us again today. And so I know we just kind of left off last week and we were just, you were just kind of giving us an idea about how the Love Guru came about. Can you go over that with us again briefly?
Yes. What happened was, I think 10 years ago, I was teaching a cooking class through UMKC, a community program. And generally, I have about 17 to 20 people all together, and there were like 17 women, affluent women, and there were three or four guys in the room. So I was doing the one-minute intros, and after the intros, I asked the guys, I said, are you guys really going to go through this recipe of the chicken tikka masala I'm doing? Are you really going to do this at home? They said, no, being honest, you know, we are here for your women, because you have the most affluent and good-looking women in your class. Every time we come to your class, and there's no place in the world where we can date 17 women for $25, because you charge $25 for the cooking class, so we are here for the women. So all the girls started laughing, and one of the girls said, you know, like, AJ, we always come to your other classes, also the henna tattoos and the gardening class called Green Thumb and the monkey business, and the business class. So there's overflow of people. Why don't you start connecting men and women? Why don't you do some dating business? Mm-hmm. I said, I've never done a dating business. So one of my friends was running a dating business called Friendship Exchange. She moved to California now, and somehow I went to talk to her, and I did some research for almost 9 to 10 months, you know, trying to understand how the industry works. And then finally, I jumped in with a company name called Mix and Match. But when I started Mix and Match, people thought that I've started still mixing spices, because I was in the cooking business and I was dealing with spices. So people thought I'm doing like Mix and Match of spices. So I said, no, I spice up your bed life. So then they figured out, and I said, you know what, I need to brand myself. I need to make it so easy and simpler, just like McDonald's. Everybody remembers McDonald's and Taco Bell and Burger King. So I branded myself in the next year, and I said it will be Love Guru. Love is love, you know, the word love. And Guru, Guru means teacher. Guru is a Hindi word, which means a teacher. So Love Guru means a teacher of love. So that's how Love Guru came into existence. And I've been running this business for the last several years now.
Okay, awesome. The last 7 years, wow. So that says that you've really not only gained, you know, ample amount of insight just from all the different type of people you come in contact with and you know, just learning about their different personalities, their different wants and different things like that. So it kind of just gave you this an idea of how to put this matchmaking thing together.
Correct, you know, because what has happened is working in different industries, just like, for example, I'm in the small vending route also. In that vending business, I noticed, I can tell you a certain place, if they are breaking my machine or they're knocking my machine many times, that means I know there is some anger going on in the organization. So I'm able to find out, you know, by the machine habits of the people, why and how they're reacting to their company.
Wow, wow. And you mentioned you say HANA, is that the, tell us about the HANA.
Yeah, okay. HANA is a plant. It is called mehendi in Hindi. HANA is the Urdu word. And what it happens is 4,000 years ago, women used to adore their bodies with henna. It comes from a plant. I grow the plant, and I sell the powder of the henna. Henna could be used for your body. It means you do a temporary tattoo on a color on your skin. And the henna can also be used for hair. So if you have graying hair, that's the best or the natural way of turning them reddish brown, you know, like a rusty color, and the color comes really good. And the hair will be also very lusty and nice, you know.
Wow.
They will be.
Okay, and so you're saying it is a temporary tattoo that you can actually have put on the body, right, on any, like your arm or leg, wherever you would normally put a tattoo?
Yes, that's what I teach in my class. I tell you everything about the henna, and I also sell the kit, you know, which people can buy. Henna is also used for enhancing your love life. So once you buy a kit from me for the lovers, I will show you or I'll give you a demo where and how you can enhance your love life before the climax.
Wow. So it sounds like henna is very powerful. It's like it can just, it's used for so many different self-enhancing type things, like you said, you know, you can use it for a tattoo on the body or in your hair or just on your body. So, wow, that's interesting, pretty interesting. Well, then, and you talked about monkey business and different things like that. You've got a lot of things going on, AJ.
Yes, monkey business is a class which is to make you street smart. I got two formulas in my life or two mottos of my life. One came from my school in India. I went to a Christian school, and the motto of the school was, courage is destiny. Courage is destiny. So if you have the courage, you will find your destiny. The second line I created myself, or the second motto was created by myself, is called, look beyond what you see. Don't believe what you see. In other words, what you see with your eyes could not be true. And I do an experiment in my class, you know, and people just get amazed and they open up their minds. So I can change the way you think in your life and be more prosperous and more healthy and happier by finding the love of your life.
Wow. Sounds like you're talking about a little faith there, too. I used to hear saying that it's not what you see, it's what you know. And that's kind of what you're saying in a sense. Just because things appear a certain way does not mean that's the way it's going to always be, right? But you have to have some sort of vision. If you don't, you know, have a vision about your life and what you would love to see manifest in your life, then what how can that come to be, in other words, right? You have to kind of be proactive in this thing.
Yeah, and let me share a little story quickly here. My father, I remember, worked for the American Embassy in India and United Nations, and he always, I remember, used to tell my mom, and I was a kid, and you know, he will spend all the money, and my mom says, hey, honey, where are you going to get the money for tomorrow? And my dad said, this is like almost 30, 35 years ago. I used to hear that when I was a teenager. So he would say, oh, yeah, honey, don't worry. The money will come. So he had this faith, I believe in him, in the American embassy or the job or the way his lifestyle was. He used to always say that, and I used to hear that. Guess what? A movie just came, I think, about 10 years ago. You know what was that movie? What the name? It was
What
Secret.
Women Want? Oh.
No, no. Movie came, The Secret. The Secret
the
was
Secret. Okay.
A movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was about the law of attraction. So I think my dad already had this vision 35 years ago, which was converted into a movie, The Secret, which was about law of attraction.
Right. Right. I have that book, actually. My godmother purchased it for me years back when it came out. So, and I've enjoyed it, reading the different views and philosophies about love and how to bring attraction and bring what you desire into your life by the just communicating with the universe, if you will. Well, tell me this. We talked about love. We did have a lady call in last week. We're hoping that she's listening and call us back. I want to get back to, we talked about the Zodiac. Remember the guy that called in and you was just kind of saying what would be a better match for him. Why does the Zodiac play a role or a key role in helping us find that chemistry or that right match for us to help us be able to work harmoniously and learn how to just move forward and move past the, you know, the hardships that will, you know, affect us in our relationships?
Yeah, what has happened is, see, life has become very complex. And God always wants us to be happy because God sent us to this earth to experience everything, all the bountiful in this world or the universe. What has happened is mankind has destroyed that by our lifestyle or more and more and more and more the greed, you know, lust we have. So it's a combination of lust and love. So when you are knowing somebody's sun sign, that's not what you should see because sun sign is just what you see. But the inside is the moon sign. And always they say, when you get under somebody's skin, don't you know them more? Don't you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a term. I don't know how to say it clearly, but they say, like, you know, to get to know somebody, you need to get to under somebody's skin. So moon sign is basically your personality. In today's world, if a golfer, you know, has the money and he has a good wife, he still goes and jumps outside for another relationship, obviously there's a problem. So what has happened is love has faded away or the lust has gone for his love. So what happens is through the zodiacal signs, at least you can enhance it because it's a science which is 4,000 years old and it will tell you the actual person inside. Once you know the person inside, then there was a movie by Mel Gibson and it says, what women want, and I say, Mel Gibson said, you know, AJ knows what women want. That's why a lot of my women are coming to me because I really
know.
Well,
how about what men want and what men and women want, right?
Yeah. You know, it's a combination of both men and women. Of course, you know, men want. Men get attracted to the body physically also, but at the same time with the woman side also. Because women also, when they see some macho guy, they get attracted too. Because that's why they say, you know, women, if you really break this world, wow, men.
Mm-hmm.
Women always,
right.
You know, that's how the world was created. Because the women, whenever she saw the man, she said, wow, men. So women, that's how she
that's
gets
true.
The wow out of men.
Right,
so
right.
You know, actually, that's my own creation. I gave a speech about it. I'm also a public speaker, and I gave this speech about wow, men. So she's always been thrilled and fascinated by a man. And to Stacey, you know, the woman really comes across. Sorry, the man comes across four different forms of women.
Okay. Well, I'd say fair enough. Now, I want to ask. One more question. I'm sure my listeners and audience would like to know. What would you say the percentage rate of placements or how, you know, the success rate of your service as far as putting together matches that actually maybe got married or perhaps have had some long-term relationships, maybe build some friendships because, you know, of course, it all ties in together. So my audience say, hey, you know, I want to go check out the love guru, you know, such and such a. How can you really just say, you know, you can help me? Just kind of tell us what sets you, what makes your service more effective than perhaps online dating, since, of course, this is a non-online dating service.
Yeah, see, online dating is a numbers game. You know, if somebody wants to have a buffet out there, so they go and check out all the restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just checking every person. With us, the success rate is very high. The reason is because we are finding your personality first with the right mm-hmm. man report and the right woman report, and then we are connecting you. So you will have passionate love. You will have long sessions of lovemaking rather than having lusty sex.
And, you know, I think what's a good idea, too, is that you can still find friendship because I think in order to find true love, you have to find true friendship, too. So
Yeah. It's
all in how we actually go approach the mm-hmm. way we look for love. So I certainly can appreciate that. I think you got a very good setup here, AJ, and we certainly thank you for even coming up with something or even just keeping this ancient art of dating alive because that's what we need. Sometimes we've moved away from what used to work for us, the old-fashioned way. In my opinion, I'm an old-fashioned girl. So, you know, I like to keep it real, and there's got to be some substance there. We can't, you know, life is too precious, like you said last week on the show, and that we have to really seize that moment in a very positive and constructive way. So thank you so much for that. Right now we're looking, we still got about 15 minutes here, and I want to talk about the expo that's coming up here. Is it in August?
Yes, the expo, which is the World Markets, you know, it's run by a local agency, an Indian India Association, and they run an expo every year for the last 4 years successfully. Last year, I joined them, you know, getting marketing that product, and this is an expo. It's in a business expo where you come and put up a booth, and I think the prices range from $225 to, you know, $2,500. So the whole sponsorship
right.
could be $20 for bigger companies, and we have 100 booths. And when I took over last year as a marketing, helping them, we had about 65 to 67 people displaying their businesses. But now we have almost close to 100. We will be closing the entire bookings within this week. And you
right.
can come and participate. We also allow business entrepreneurs to come over. We want more of business, you know, women to come and participate in this booth. It has a world market. Why? Because there are some people who come from India and the TV Asia, the guy comes and, you know, videotapes it and he puts
okay,
it
so
out.
Here's what we need to do then, AJ. We're going to, we know that the expo, did you want to go ahead and just let, because I know you say that you guys kind of bring people in. Did you say kind of like you just kind of talk to them, do a consult with them, and of course they'll get a chance to meet you, the love guru himself. And so
yeah.
go ahead and tell our audience, like give them some contact information on how they can be find out more information about this expo and the location and all that good stuff.
Sure. It's at the Overland Park, you know, the convention center on 110th and College next to the Hilton Hotel, right next to Children's Mercy in 435. Ample of parking. We get 10,000 people visiting this place. We have lots of food from the international companies. The price I already told you. It starts on Sunday, the 30th of August, from 11 a.m. in the morning to 5 p.m. I'm also looking for some girls to work for my booth because we have five different booths of my own. One is the Love Guru booth. Then I have another business. Then one of the female friends of mine is having a clothing store. So we are looking for at least 6 to 7 girls who can speak good English and maybe another language. And we will be, you know, giving them an orientation about the products we are going to sell from there. Or a display, and they will be there for, you know, 4 or 5 hours. So this is a great way of, you know, even showing your modeling talents, because we do have a modeling assignment also there. We run a fashion show all throughout the whole 5 hours, and there will be dance. If everybody wants to perform a dance performance, yes, they can call us. My number is 913-963-1787. Or they can Facebook me on Love Guru page or AJ Sood. It's AJAYSOOD. D for David. Thank you so much.
All right. Very good. Well, you know what? This sounds like it's going to be a very interesting event. You get to go in and, guys, get some information. Maybe just kind of, you know, do your research if you're serious about love. If you're single and you're happy, hey, that's all good, too. But, again, it's a very good way to get out, great way, matter of fact, because you got some modeling going on. You got all the different varieties of interest there, modeling. You heard AJ mention that if you guys just enjoy entertainment, music, want to get out there and just do something different with your life, you know, as far as the arts is concerned, then I would say give him a call, you know. Find out, you know, more about his business. I'm sorry, AJ?
Entrance is free. There's no charge for entrance.
Okay. Okay, so there's no charge for entrance.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said the Overland Park Convention Center.
Correct. It's free. All day long, it's free. And there are a lot of foods, international foods, a lot of ways of spicing up your life.
Wow. Awesome. And the fact that you guys have the Love Guru booth where now when they come in, they'll just get like a reading, or they'll just pretty much, you'll just gather some information on them and just kind of gather a profile or something like that?
No, it's very exciting there. I have a love wheel. So when they come to my booth, they rotate the wheel, the Love Guru wheel.
Okay.
Once they rotate it, you know, I will tell them the zodiac, because it's a zodiacal science, like a circle, a wheel, which they rotate, and I will tell them exactly how the universe is going to get them help.
Okay. Okay. I also think it's a good way for anyone who, an entrepreneur or just, you know, as he said, if there's booth rental available, you can get a booth and promote your service or any product that you are creating or selling or anything like that, just to get out and have fun, network, meet people. That's what it's all about today, guys. I mean, of course, we're living in a whole new era now, and so it's a whole new way of meeting people, finding love. I mean, we've had some great improvements in technology. So, you know, we thank, you know, the Facebook and LinkedIn and all these different social networks that help bring us together. And so we certainly want to thank Mr. AJ for being with us today, sharing with us the Love Guru, an international matchmaking service, of course, just bringing some ancient art to dating to us. Hey, why not try something new? I mean, what do you have to lose? What I like about it is very safe. You know, you get to meet someone one-on-one. You get to meet people one-on-one and just get to learn more about them. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm all about the positive. I love the positive. I mean, if there's no substance in it, no positive, nothing that gives me an incentive to seek something positive, I can't deal with it. So I definitely approve this. I think what he has is very great, and hopefully you guys will take advantage of it. And, of course, I plan on meeting AJ at the expo. So you guys get to meet me as well. I certainly encourage you to come out, and so we hope to see you there. And, AJ, thank you so much for sharing this Hannah and everything, the monkey business. Guys, you want to get your finance together, a very economical way to get started, to learn something about finances and how to manage your income, all different types of programs that he has available with the Love Girls. So we just thank you, AJ. Is there anything else you would like to share with our audience?
Yes. All my classes, all the 5-6 classes I do, I also teach a class called Experience India, because India is the greatest economy right now. That's why if you see our President Obama has been going back and forth, you know, learning a lot more about India and the, you know, the culture, heritage is very, very huge. There's a lot of research scientists who are gone there. A lot of DJs have gone there. A lot of models are modeling for India now. In fact, a lot of the Americans are working for the Indian movie industry because we make 3 movies in a day, and we make about 300 movies in a year. 1,200 languages are spoken mixed. So we have a vast variety of fun, you know, and romance there because I was just going through some information on the internet before getting to the show. They said the highest amount of love is found in India, and women are exploring and knowing more about the American man, actually. So hey, out there, any girls who want to date some Indians, I have a large a pocket full of guys,
So you got a large pool of men that are willing to date American women, right? Is that what you're saying?
Vice versa. Mm-hmm. And it has always been like this, it's always been like this because I told you, as I said in the beginning, my dad used to work for the embassy, and we always had a fascination, India gets fascinated by America at any aspect of life, actually. I've seen this. So much we are into American movies, from childhood. We would run in the heat, sun, and, just to watch the movies. We'll go walk.
Right, so it sounds like what you're saying is that the Love Guru International Matchmaking Service is more so about exploration. We're saying, hey, let's reach out. Let's just find love. Doesn't matter what your nationality is, your ethnic, whatever. We just want to help people find that perfect match for them.
Correct. See, in the olden days, as I said in my last show, that people were only connecting to the area of where they live, 2 mile, 5 mile radius, and the uncles and aunties. Today, the same woman is traveling all over the world and by herself. Why? Because the parents are not going with her. She's more educated than before. She's more liberal. She wants to know more about herself. She's exploring the world. She travels all over the world, so she comes across many pilots in the world.
Okay. Well, you know what? I tell you, very interesting. I think I would encourage anybody, if you want to learn more about some of the interests and services that AJ offers, please give him a call. He's given us his information. We certainly look forward to you guys joining this expo at the Overland Park Convention Center August 30th. And the time was, you say, starts at 11 a.m. until what time, AJ?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, from 11 to 5. So we certainly look forward to seeing you guys there. We thank you for joining us. Thank you so much, AJ, for joining the show. This is awesome. I wish you nothing but the best. I think you have a very good concept here. So I'm definitely rooting for you. I'd say keep up the good work. Because, this is something that we need. Just a variety, it's just like if you're going to shop for a car or anything. You want to shop around. There's a song, my mama told me I better shop around. Told me I better shop around. So, hey, that's what we say do. We're encouraging you to do that. We've got 80 seconds right now, so we're going to go ahead and end the show. AJ, thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully we can get you on again and we can just kind of go over some more information, maybe hear some testimonials, just do something to get the people more involved and participate and see what's going on.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you all the listeners and viewers. Please keep in touch, and we will be coming out with more shows about love and also about business and maybe a show about henna tattoos or something, which Dee will keep you posted on.
Absolutely. And we also talked about the gardening. How many gardeners out there? AJ is an avid gardener, and he's got some very good tips that I think could be very beneficial to you guys, especially if you're a beginner. So thank you so much, AJ. We're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. Thank you guys for joining us. We encourage you to tune in next week. We're going to have Jay inside the box, of course, with Jay. She designs and crafts you know, show boxes, showcase boxes for dolls, just specialty gift items. So we thank you guys. We look forward to hearing back from you next week. Thanks. God bless. Have a great day. AJ, I will talk to you later. Have a great day.
You too. You
thank
have a
you.
Good day. Thanks.
All Don't right. Forget, goodbye, bye. Guys. Talk to you next week. God bless.
You as it fell.